Theresa May has failed to protect survivors of historical child sex abuse. That's according to another group, which this morning is exclusively announcing on this programme that it's quitting the government's independent inquiry. The independent inquiry into child sexual abuse in England and Wales was set up by Theresa May during her time as Home Secretary. It aims to investigate claims of sexual abuse against local authorities, religious organisations, the armed forces, and public and private institutions, and to expose failures and learn the lessons from the past. But it has been dogged by controversy, with many key victims' groups quitting, saying they've lost faith in it, and accusing the inquiry of not being truly independent. Now, another group, which represents more than 100 survivors, has told this programme that they share those concerns. Let's talk now to Phil Frampton from the Survivors of Organised and Institutional Abuse, part of the White Flowers campaign, who've withdrawn from the inquiry. Hello to you, Mr. Frampton. Thanks for talking to us.
Morning, Victoria.
Tell us why you're withdrawing.
Let's be clear, for 3 years, White Flowers, Sawyer and thousands of survivors have fought for justice from this inquiry. And we just don't believe anymore that its aim is to deliver justice. Its aim is to be investigative. It looks more like a report-writing exercise now. But when it was set up, we stood by this inquiry for 3 years. We've been critical, but we pointed out at the beginning that it was riddled with conflicts of interest. And when you've got conflicts of interest and you're looking at one of the darkest episodes in British history, then people with conflicts of interest will never shine the torch into the dark corners because they're too frightened that they'll find themselves or their friends there. And that's really what we found. First of all, the Home Office were put in charge. Prior to 1970, the Home Office had responsibility for all of London's children's homes, plus for hundreds of children's homes, approved schools and so forth across the country. And yet initially they were actually kept out of the abuse before 1970 was kept out. The Home Office is also responsible for the police. It's one of the failing institutions in relation to child abuse as far as many survivors are concerned. Yet they at the heart of the inquiry. Their secondments are running the inquiry now. It beggars belief. And at the same time, they have put, as Sir Shirley Oates survivors pointed out, they've put an executive social worker in charge of the inquiry. Jane May, you have very good interest, but also conflicts of interest there, okay, in the sense that they are the people who, again, many of those social workers who survivors believe failed them.
So you simply don't trust it, hence your withdrawal. But then how do you find out? How do you get to the bottom of alleged historical abuse in all these institutions?
This inquiry is not to get to the bottom of that alleged abuse. That's the issue. We don't feel it's job. It's almost like a paper exercise.
I understand
now,
that.
Study and report.
So what do you want then?
What we want is a truly investigative inquiry. What we needed was a truly investigative inquiry.
So armed scrap, with are you saying scrap this and start again?
No, it can be. It's up to the inquiry to decide. But there are other ways of doing it rather than using this inquiry. This inquiry, many survivors still have some hope in, and I feel for them really, but it's a question of the inquiry could change itself overnight if Theresa May wanted. But sadly, I think Theresa May's shown she's more interested in her own personal appearance than she is in real substance.
Okay.
Theresa May said this inquiry would have that survivors would be at the heart of this inquiry, and the truth is, survivors are on the very margins of this inquiry. Our representatives went to a seminar, an official seminar of the inquiry, and were told to sit at the back, to keep quiet, and handed post-it notes and told if we want to ask a question, then we should write them on there and let Professor Jay answer if she's got time.
Okay.
How is that survivors being at the heart of an inquiry?
Obviously, we asked the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse for an interview. They said no. Mm. They gave us a statement that said when SOIA, your organisation, recently wrote to the inquiry indicating a wish to withdraw. We regret that decision, we acknowledge it, and we would like to reassure all victims and survivors that the important work of the inquiry, including the accountability and reparations investigation, continues. While the group has made its decision, the inquiry would welcome applications from any individual members who wish to be designated a core participant in their own right.
Can I just say, a lot of survivors, thousands of survivors, have put huge emotional capital into this inquiry over the last 3 years. The ones who are actually core participants may have to wait another 3 or 4 years, all the time, therefore, not being able to move on, unless they can get support and serious support from the inquiry. But the inquiry has said that they will not give that support until those cases go. Okay. are considered, and therefore it could be 4 years more. And survivors are dropping out of the inquiry at the moment because they can't afford to leave their lives and their emotions on hold. That for me is callous and cruel. It's callous, cruel and incompetent if you're running a serious inquiry over such psychological issues.
Okay, thank you very much, Phil. Thank you, Phil Frampton. From the survivors of organised and institutional abuse.